Jesus said that. Wear the world like a light garment. He didn't say ignore it, didn't say curse it. Don't pretend that it's all illusion, but don't let it dominate your life. Let your spiritual principles dominate your life. And what the physical world is like is of only passing and minor significance. The fact that you're rich today or poor today is, you know, of interest, but not decisive. You're not going to live or die according to that. Rich men die and poor men die. So not to be too attached to anything in this world. And to see that desire is a projection. What makes a thing attractive is not what it looks like, but what you project onto it is the attachment. And you can have them and lose them, and life will go on just the same. And how long are you going to mourn it? You're going to mourn it until you let go of your attachment to it. So you think the mourning is due to the loss. The mourning is due to the fact that you're attached, not due to the loss, but attached to what you, if it was your favorite fishing tackle and you dropped it in the water and your favorite reel went to the bottom, there's a feeling of loss. That was your favorite fishing reel. But it's not due to the fishing reel, it's due to your attachment to the fishing reel. And if somebody gives you a new one just like the one you lost, you quickly recover. So it's the feeling of loss of attachment. And the attachment is really to the happiness involved with it. When I had that reel, I was happy. I could be a happy fisherman. Now I've lost my reel. I can never be a happy fisherman again. So you write this whole scenario, and then you grieve the scenario. If youth is the only thing that could make you happy, where would we be? So what Jesus is saying is he doesn't say ignore the world. He doesn't say, like some people do, pretend it doesn't exist. He doesn't say pretend it doesn't matter. He says allow it to matter, but only lightly. You miss it a little bit. You wish you had your old fishing reel back. But life goes right on, and you're just as happy by dinner time as you would be. And once in a while, you get a little pang about your good old fishing reel. But your life really goes on. So it means respect the world. Some people get into spirituality and they disdain the world, which I think is incorrect. I think it's incorrect to put the world down and make it evil or make it physical and to make the world wrong. And then to pretend that it doesn't matter and that it doesn't exist is also wrong. So the thing I liked about Christ's teachings is it seemed, when my living it through myself, to be respectful of the world, appreciate, thankful of the world, and to be in it, but not of it. In other words, not tied to the worldly, because if you're tied to the worldly things, then you're going to be run by television advertisements around the clock. To respect the world, appreciate the world, give thanks for its blessings, and then have a higher purpose that takes you out of the world. So whether the world is here or isn't here, it won't really affect you that much. It's more convenience. But I like that teaching, wear the world like a light garment. And I think that it allows you to contemplate and walk about your business and at the same time not be tied into a knot. You know, somebody didn't smile at you when you went to work this morning. Oh, she didn't even smile at me. Wonder what she means by that. The whole day is poisoned now by paranoia. Wonder what they meant by that. I don't know, it's their problem what they meant by it. I don't care what they meant by it, you know what I'm saying? Smile at yourself in the mirror. That's more important than having other people smile at you. Give yourself a smile. Everybody here, I pledge you to smile at yourself in the mirror next time you look there. Everybody agrees?